Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Beplan jou aftrede met Portfolium. Laat hulle raadgewers jou rigtingwysers wees en jou aftrede op koers hou. Met Portfolium kry jy 'n kompas, 'n kaart en 'n bemanning van uiters ervare skippers om jou uit die onstuimige see van onsekerheid na 'n veilige hawe van gemoedsrus te vaar. Besoek portfolium.co.za vir hoër opbrengs, laer koste, beter produkte en meer jare van inkomste gedurende aftrede. Ek het gisterand met Helgard Kronee van Solidariteit gesels oor 'n moontlike staking van 'n groot aantal van Fly Safair se vlieëniers en het volg nadat 'n loon onderhandelinge tussen die vakbond en die bestuur tot 'n dooie punt gekom het. Nou vandag het die Kommissie vir Versoening, Bemiddeling en Arbitrasie 'n stakingssertifikaat uitgereik wat beteken dat 'n staking binne 72 uur kan begin nadat Solidariteit nou hierdie sertifikaat aan die bestuur gegee het. Nou, dit kan 'n groot ontwrigting meebring, want Safair is die grootste lugdiens in die land. Dit het 'n markaandeel van 60% en vervoer daagliks sowat 30,000 passasiers na 23 bestemmings. Kirby Gordon is van Fly Safair. Hy is op die lyn. Kirby, thank you so much for your time. The statement that the CCMA issued a strike certificate was released late this afternoon. Has Solidarity served the certificate on Safair and could we see a strike soon?
Yes, the meeting was, thank you, Reg, for having me on the show. Yes, the certificate was issued this afternoon after the meetings concluded. So at this stage, we're still waiting to hear about the issuing of any notice. But we anticipate that could be as early as later this evening or possibly tomorrow morning, in which case those 72 hours will begin ticking down.
I spoke to Helgard Kronee last night, and before we come back to the strike, he made some very startling statements, and I just want to address those. The first one is that the relationship between pilots and Safair has hit rock bottom. He says it's absolutely at a low. There's a lot of distrust. And the second thing he said was that Safair is losing experienced pilots, which may have an impact on safety. Let's start with the relationship issue. How would you describe the relationship between Safair management and the pilots? Because pilots are, in many ways, they are the airline.
Yeah, Rick, thanks so much for addressing that. I think first of all, to address the relationship, at this stage there are certainly tensions between the two parties that relate to, you know, normal substantive matters. I mean, we have reached a point now where we are in the CCMA and having these discussions and there is a strike looming. And obviously, you know, that is a matter whereby the pilots union feel very strongly about what they feel very strongly about. And we, as the employers, obviously need to balance our responsibility in terms of looking after our people and the long-term sustainability of the company. So, you know, we both feel very deeply about our positions in this, and it has escalated to a point where we are today. And that's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think that anyone sees that as irrevocable. I think that's unfortunately a process that does happen on a daily basis around the world, you know, between employers and employees as it needs to go. So we don't see any kind of breakdown of relationships as being something that's irrevocable. It certainly is not in its finest place at the moment. But that's not something that cannot be, you know, retrieved. And we've got a number of our team that are very strongly in support of the management across the board. So we're not really particularly concerned there. I think the narrative around safety is absolute conjecture on the part of the union. I think we all understand the way that unions work and the way that they speak and how they like to try and incite a lot of fear mongering around, you know, those that might listen, particularly when it comes to airlines. There is absolutely no basis against which to argue that there is any imperative around safety. The reality is that, you know, pilots do come and go from employers and airlines all around the world the entire time. We are not facing a situation where we are losing pilots hand over fist, experienced ones or inexperienced ones for that matter, and nor, to address it before it comes up, are any of the matters of their roster ever a safety concern either. The roster situation that we have in place is exactly the same as every other airline in South Africa. In fact, probably a little bit more lenient, in as much particularly that we offer and publish a month in advance, whereas one of the major other airlines in South Africa will only give them 2 weeks advance notice on anything. So, you know, none of of those arguments hold any water at all, and I would really chalk that up to conjecture to try and get a few more headlines out of the scenario.
So if a strike happens next week, you are the biggest airline in the country. How significant could the disruptions be, and what are you doing to mitigate those?
So, Rick, we're ready for it. The reality is that our passengers are a key priority for us. As you say, the pilots are a big part of the airline, and they certainly are. We respect that. But obviously, without the customers, there's also nothing on the other side. So that's really been a key priority for us throughout this entire process. We've actually already taken actions this week to prepare for some possible industrial action. So we've rationalized our schedule through the week. The customers that have been infected were affected by time changes and flights that have merged and whatnot have all been informed already using the details that were provided to us at the time of their booking. And so we are very ready to manage any industrial action next week with a very limited, if any, effect to our schedule.
This whole event or the events leading up to this possible strike or imminent strike, if you can call it that, it's messy. SAF Air is a very important stakeholder in our economy. It's the biggest airline, and a strike will have wide-ranging effects. But how did you and the unions come to this point where there are insults thrown around, conjecture, there are demands for wage increases of around 10%, which I don't think is realistic at all, but there seems to be no concessions on either side. So how did it become so messy?
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is the reality that one needs to face and that one needs to take a look at. I mean, as I say, there are always going to be times every time a substantive agreement needs to come around that, employers and employees would need to face off around what they believe and what they strongly kind of, advocate for. And I think, that's what's so great about the process that's afforded to us in terms of the Labor Relations Act and the facilitations that happen through institutions like the CCMA is that they allow us to walk a defined path and have access to mediation, etc., that really allows each party to state the sort of seriousness of their case and allow for that to then ultimately find a middle ground. And we will get there. And I think the reality is that we continue to engage with one another in the best possible spirit. We certainly, from the management perspective, are very open to constructive engagement and continue to do so. And I have every confidence that we will find common ground very soon.
If I've booked a ticket for next week, do I need to be worried or book another one on another airline?
Not at all. No, you're absolutely fine. What you would do well to do is to jump onto flysafair.co.za and just check the My Booking section of the website just to ensure that you haven't missed any notifications in case you were one of the few passengers whose flight was rescheduled. But if you've not heard from us, then effectively you're in good standing and equally you can book with confidence going forward.
Kirby by donkey. That was Kirby Gordon van SAF Air. Beplan jou aftrede met Portfolium. Laat hulle raadgewers jou rigtingwysers wees en jou aftrede op koers hou. Met Portfolium kry jy 'n kompas, 'n kaart en 'n bemanning van uiters ervare skippers om jou uit die onstuimige see van onsekerheid na 'n veilige hawe van gemoedsrus te vaar. Besoek portfolium.co.za vir hoër opbrengs, laer koste, beter produkte en meer jare van inkomste gedurende aftrede.
Hier volg môre se weervoorspelling soos uitgereik deur die weerdiens. Rowwe seetoestande en stormsterkte wind word verwag wat seevaart kan bemoeilik. Sommige storms sien jy kom, ander soos aftrede lê verder op die horison. Maar met Portfolium beplan jy lank voor die gety draai en die wolke saampak. Ons werk saam met van die grootste pensioenfonde in die land om koste-effektiewe produkte te ontwikkel wat jou inkomste met tot 7 jaar gedurende aftrede kan verleng. Moenie sonder 'n roetekaart of die regte bemanning die see van aftrede binnevaar nie. Kies Portfolium vir 'n beter uitkoms gedurende jou aftrede, reën of sonskyn.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.